This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This time of year lends itself to indoor gardening in most parts of the country, and with that comes a pesky little pest called scale. That term seems odd to me for a living creature, but there it is, sucking the life right out of your houseplant. Yesterday, I talked about EHS, a new invasive scale from Asia. Today, it's about our very own. Scale-damaged plants look withered and sickly, leaves turn yellow, and may drop off the plant. If left, they'll kill it and move on to your other plants nearby. These little nasties also secrete a sticky substance called honeydew that attracts black fungus called sooty mold, which is messy. Young scale insects crawl to a feeding site, insert their mouthpieces, and settle in. Eventually, they lose their legs and antennae, develop a hard shell, and stay put. Once they've formed that hard shell, the scale, it's very difficult to get rid of them. The easiest thing to do, frankly, is to toss the plant. That being said, should you decide to do battle with this little beast, have a plan. Isolate the infected plant or plants so it won't continue to spread. Then prune out the heavily infested areas and scrub off the other adults with a toothbrush and soapy water. Rinse the plant completely and let it dry. Don't fertilize your plant and keep watering to a minimum as scale is drawn to lush foliage. Crawlers or baby scale can be controlled with a dab of alcohol on a cotton swab or use insecticidal soaps such as Safer. Spray your plants for at least a month every week and make sure it makes contact with the insect. If a plant develops scale during the summer, put it outside and let nature take care of it. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and pictures, too. The difference between our native insects and invasive is that our ecosystems support controls over the damage. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.